Well, it's vitally important. The road was constructed some 40 years ago, and techniques have changed, and anybody driving down the road today will notice the condition of it. And if you stop and have a look at it, there's some really bad cracks developing, which are going to cause serious incidents in the future. And currently, we spend over £1 million a year in resurfacing it, so it's about time we did it properly, once and for all, to make it last for a good considerable number of years.
Obviously, I'm sure people who use the road regularly, as you say, will be happy to know that it is being improved, but worried that about the disruption it may cause. What's being done to try and alleviate that disruption?
Well, we have a traffic management system in place, which is going to be put in place by Monday morning, and we'll be spending the next 2 weeks cutting the final bits of trees and so on down, and getting the traffic management system up and running. There's advance warning signs and advance notice. We want people to be able to plan their journeys. They can use Dorset Travel, and they can use all of the facilities on our website and our blog, and they can make alternative arrangements if they can. They can change their route slightly, change their timing slightly, but do everything they possibly can to avoid using the spur road, if at all possible.
Now, I understand originally there was going to be overnight closures Sunday and Monday night. That's now not happening. Is that correct?
No, that's correct. But the road will still be one lane in each direction from 6 o'clock on Monday morning.
And are there going to be any overnight closures?
Oh, there will be, yes. There'll be September the 11th will be a full road closure on the A38 from Cooperdean to Blackwater. That's from 8 p.m. to 6 p.m.
So obviously with one lane, each side going down to one lane from Monday,
yeah.
I mean, you're saying you're asking people to avoid it if possible, but a lot of people will be thinking, well, that is my main route. Are you expecting it to cause problems?
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be disruption. There's going to be a length of time that people will take in addition to their normal journey. It's only to be expected. I mean, the road has to be maintained. We have no option but to do this. And in order to get it done with the minimum amount of disruption, we're spending as much time as we possibly can making sure that we work through the night, 6 days a week. So that gives people an opportunity of saying, well, we're doing it quicker than it would normally take.
And how long will the works in total take?
Well, in total, we're looking at a 9-month situation. So it's going to be disruption for 9 months from now. And at the end of that gestation, we'll have a beautiful new baby road.
And still be two lanes in both directions, will it?
It will, but the lanes will be slightly wider. They'll be brought up to modern standards, and we'll have a continuous concrete central barrier, which will improve safety. And if there are any crashes on the road, then it will help towards preventing people going into the opposite lane.
And I guess with 9 months, it will hopefully be done and dusted and ready for next summer season and the main tourist season.
Well, that's exactly what we're hoping. And, you know, this is part of the growth agenda for Bournemouth and Poole, and it's with the assistance of the local enterprise partnership that we've managed to secure this money and get government funding for replacing the road, which is, after all, one of the most important roads in Dorset.